but we're still going to be heard on KFI. It's just that we've moved over to the Premier Radio Network's building, and that's in the valley. It's closer to where I live. There's a lot of good reasons. There are a lot of bad reasons. There's not any bad reasons. There are good reasons why we're moving there, and there's some feelings that I have with regard to KFI. I'm going to miss some nice folks that I worked with here, Loxie, Carell and Andrew, Jennifer, even though she doesn't believe me, Michelle Cube, who's a tremendous executive producer, Clay, who we would cross over with here in the afternoon, and Tim and Neil, and Bill Handel, and who else? Who am I missing? Oh, Tony Sorrentino, my good buddy Tony, who hit the jackpot on the nickel slots. No, the quarter slots in Vegas this past weekend. Did you hear about this? 5,000 quarters this clown hit. Look at this. Craig turned around like, give me a break. Playing the slots. 50 cents, and he hit 5,000 quarters. Okay, Loxie, we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. And see you later, Carell.
Want to put your hand on my butt?
No, I don't want to put my hand on your butt. Thank you, Carell. Say goodbye to Andrew for me.
I shall.
And who else? Some nice folks. Oh, Stella. And a great program director, David G. Hall. The best program director that I've ever worked for. Tremendous talent. He and Rich Galano, neck and neck. Rich is up there in Ventura right now, but they're each other's equal. But David is probably making a little bit more money right now than Rich, and that's understandable. But he needs it. So he was great. Howard Neal, our former general manager, great man. Loved working for him here. And considering the fact that we're all going to be one big happy company in about 4 months, I don't know why everybody's getting so freaking maudlin, because we're all going to see each other anyway. This company, Premier Clear Channel, has bought AMF. It's the same company. So that's going to be, that'll be good. And the studios are better. We have an office. It's closer to where I live. There's a lot of good reasons for this. I don't have to travel an extra 25, 30 minutes to get into downtown the way I have over the last 3.5 years. And I'm sorry that I said that I was not going to be working technically for KFI anymore, because then I realized I'd broken my string. I was 3.5 years at this radio station. I'm going to be here for a long time when all is said and done. And just because I'm not physically in the building doesn't mean I don't work for the station, because somebody mentioned that the other day, and they said, oh, you still can't stay at one place, can you? Well, and what else? It's going to be great. We went in there. We looked at the equipment. We got a couple of CD players. We got some digicarts. We've got great equipment. Got a nice new phone system. We actually have a window that we can look out of and see whatever it is we're looking at there, Craig. What is that? It's some neighborhood down there. It's the parking lot, and it's Sherman Oaks we're looking at, right? We're looking at Encino.
Yeah, look at the hills, actually.
We're looking at the hills of Sherman Oaks going into Encino, which is better than nothing. I've worked. You know, it's a funny thing. Many of you not being in the business, you might not be able to relate to this, but I've worked at exactly, since I've been in talk radio for the last 9 years, I've worked at only one station that had an actual window you could look out onto a street from, and that was in Minneapolis. In Atlanta and all these other places, you were like in the middle of a bunker complex. You were in the middle of a highly fortified bunker. I guess the thought being that if you have a window, you're going to get distracted and you're going to suck even more than you usually do. And why give them that opportunity? Just make them focus on their job at hand. Well, I mean, fact is the job is so all-consuming that you can't help but focus on it. But it's nice to be able to turn around and see some life out there. So that's kind of nice. There's a Coke machine, 10 cents more than one here. So that sucks. Don't need no pass keys. Got our parking paid for. It's all in all, it ought to be pretty fun. We move over there tomorrow, and they're going to pick the chair up. And so this is it. This is my last day, my last night, my last time on the air here, my last 3 hours on the air here at KFI in this studio. And I miss the people, but I won't miss the equipment. I'm going to miss the people, but I won't miss the building. I won't miss this funky stereo mixer board. I won't miss these crappy Tomcat cart decks. I won't miss this crap can Simitrex phone system. I won't miss this cheesy Sony monitor that I got here for the call screening. I won't miss the really bad phones and the crappy instant replay. The instant replay is pretty good. And the CD player that doesn't work over there. Does that thing work yet? We got two brand new ones. What are the ones we got over at the studio? Denon's. The same guys that make the chili?
If you begin to feel overload,
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Tomorrow night, we broadcast, beginning tomorrow night, we broadcast live from the Premier Radio Networks in the Valley, in the Sherman Oaks area in Los Angeles, out in the L.A. Valley. So that's beginning tomorrow night. As of tonight, we're still back at our digs here in Koreatown. It's Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Later on this evening, we're going to see how well you know the music from adult films. Now, many of you have seen the adult films. Many of you have seen porno. Many of you collect it. Many of you can't stay away from it. But do you know the music from those great productions, such as, and I'm talking about the classic stuff, Debbie Does Dallas, I Like to Watch, Taboo, Behind the Green Door, Sex World, The Jade Pussycat, The Legend of Lady Blue, Eruption, Seika's Fantasies, The Opening of Misty Beethoven, Amanda by Night, and of course, the number one grossing film in history, Deep Throat. Do you know the music? Have we got that up, Craig? Let's just hear a selection, if you wouldn't mind, Craig, from Cut a Lap. You don't have that up, Craig? Get it up. Okay, let's hear a selection here from Amanda by Night. It's an automatic laugh. I don't know why that is. It's just it's an automatic laugh. You know exactly the scene you're looking at when you hear this.
Oh, God.
Okay, now let's hear something from, let's just start from one to the bottom. We're going to test you guys on this later on in the show, so you're going to have to listen to the whole show, which I know is asking a lot. Cut one, and we'll just series on down through them, okay? Here is Debbie Does Dallas from the Sexomania CD.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Margaret. How you doing?
Oh, Phil, I'm listening to this. And I know that's Debbie Does Dallas, isn't it?
Yes.
God, Frank, do you hear this?
I do.
All right. That's I don't want to hear that. Okay, here is I Like to Watch. Music from I Like to Watch. Did you ever think there was anything funny about porn? This is it. The freaking music from porn movies. What do you think, Tony? I'm looking at some sensory memory going on with Tony over there. Holy Jesus, it just cracks me up. Let's go. Stop it for just a minute, because I failed to mention, Craig, each track, the music that you're hearing comes from a particular scene. So the first track we heard in Debbie Does Dallas was the shower scene, and this is I Like to Watch. This is from the scene It's Your Day. I don't get that, do you? Did you see the movie? Okay, this is from It's Your Day. Three? Yeah. Oh, well, let's go to cut three. This is Taboo from the scene Hello, Mother. Hello, Mother. What is his mother walks in on him? Well, Taboo, guess what it's about, man? Three guesses. Oh, God. What do you think, Margaret? Charming. God, sounds almost evil. Well, I guess it is. Hello, Mother. Okay, let's go to cut four. This is from one of the classics in the adult film thing, although I've never seen it. The reason why I've never seen it is I'm lazy. It's called Behind the Green Door, and this is from Ravishing Marilyn, who I think was, they're speaking, Marilyn Chambers. This is from the scene Ravishing Marilyn from the film Behind the Green Door. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tony, what do you think's going on the screen right now? Oh, man. This music is the worst, isn't it? What if you had a radio station that played this? Go to the next cut. This is called Sex World. This is the movie Sex World. I'll cue you for it, okay, Craig? And this is Love Songs Along the Coast. Hi, I'm Ted Zeigenbusch. This is for Misty from her boyfriend, Bob. He says he'll always remember you. He loves you, and you're something else, baby. Start that again, okay? Start that again, man. Hey, Mike, just a little kind of, you want to do a little love shout out for Gretchen tonight? Just a little love shout out for Gretchen tonight, okay? This one's for you, Gretchen, from your husband, Mike. Okay, so what's next? The Jade Pussycat. Ah, here we go. This is from a film called The Jade Pussycat, and I say, ah, here we go. And Mike says he loves you dearly. This is cut number 6. Did we just hear cut 6? Okay, this is from the scene introducing Johnny Wadd. Here we go. Here we go, Ed. All right. Here comes Johnny Wadd, man. You can feel his presence. You can feel his badness coming into the room. Okay. All right, so that's it. So later on, and we didn't give you all of it. That was from the film The Jade Pussycat. We still have The Legend of Lady Blue, Eruption, Seika's Fantasies, The Opening of Misty Beethoven, Amanda by Night, and Deep Throat. Throw on the Deep Throat title. Deep Throat is probably the only porn movie that if you've never seen one, you probably recognize at least the name because the film was very, very, it was that popular. Cut 12 is Deep Throat, Craig. And here you go. This is Deep Throat. All right, sex scene. Cut to the sex scene. Just music. Sounds like something I'd hear in a mall, walking through a mall, doesn't it? Yeah, some guy testing out a Casio keyboard in an organ store. All right, well, there you go, organ store. Listen to this. This is Deep Throat? It's a demo for a Casio. Yeah, this is the demo you hear off of a Casio keyboard while you're walking through the mall. And this is the theme from Deep Throat. What do you think, Margaret?
Yay!
That is so incongruous with the, you know, the music. All right. Deep Throat. And we'll give you a few tests and we'll give you a few, you know, a few more sneak previews as we progress through the evening here. Phil Henry Show. And we still don't have an answer to the Anchorage mystery. We're going to talk about that coming up on the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Is that up as high as it... Let's get that cranked up, because that's music from The Legend of Lady Blue. And in reading from the liner, this is The Legend of Lady Blue. Take note of this. When it comes to interesting music, Rodley Metzger, a.k.a. Henry Paris, with his film The Opening of Misty Beethoven, won the 1977 Erotic Film Award. Now you can hear the infamous Jamie Gillis. I can't read the rest of this. I'm sorry. It's just I can't read the rest of it. But they're mentioning actresses like Constance Money. He's teaching her how to be a hooker or something. Okay, now the next music on here is Eruption, Cut 8. Cut 8 is Eruption. This is from the scene Driving Ms. Bovey. What? Oh, I get it. Here comes the black chauffeur. Here's Tony. You want to see the look on his face is worth the price of admission. As soon as I said, "Here comes the black chauffeur," this guy's wearing it. If you'll pardon the expression, he's wearing it on his sleeve. All right, so then there's Seika's fantasy. All right, let's get out of this idiotic stuff. Okay, so there you go. So later on, we'll tell you if you perverts out there want to guess which is the, you know, which is which, and maybe you'll get a prize and maybe you won't. Got a million people calling during that segment asking what was the name of the album and where can they get it. So I don't know. Yeah, that's a world you guys live in, okay? I don't. Let me have that disc. Give it to me. Get it out of our sight. We'll roll some of this crap later on as bumper music. Here you go. Here you go, Craig. Thank you. And it's on Oglio Records for those of you who were calling in wanting to get a copy. Now, I, for whatever reason, I don't want to know. I don't know why you guys want a copy of that, but you can get it at Oglio Records, O-G-L-I-O. And it's got all the classic crap on it. All the, and when I say crap, I don't take me lightly. I'm telling you, it's all, every bit as bad as all those 1970s those TV sitcom themes, theme from the SWAT, theme from the MASH, theme from Telly, theme from Kojak, theme from Beretta, all those one-name shows. Okay, it's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We still don't know why it is, but we have our suspicions now as to why it is this show is not either being heard in Anchorage or being heard live. And the suspicion is it's not being heard live in Anchorage. We asked for phone calls late last week from listeners in Anchorage, Alaska, one of our 35 affiliated stations and markets. Only been syndicated now 4 months. Give me a break. Give me some time. Anchorage, one of them. Now, as I mentioned on the show last week, we had calls from Memphis, Louisville, Charlotte, Atlanta, Salt Lake City, Denver, Portland, all over the, you know, everywhere, Philly, everywhere, Miami, Tampa. Got no calls from Anchorage. You want to know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because they're doing a no-no. They're doing a bozo no-no, man. They're running this show tape delayed. You don't do that. You don't tape it and run it later on. You run this live, you don't run it at all. That's all. That's the only thing we ask. It's the only way. You don't have to take the show. You don't have to run the show. You do whatever you want. But when you run it, when you take it, when you sign a contract, you run that sucker live. Now you can play it whatever you want. We haven't gotten one phone call from Anchorage, Alaska since October 4th of 1999 when we first went on the air as a syndicated product because they're running that thing tape delayed. KADX 94.7, Anchorage, Alaska. Tape delayed. Well, I'm going to tell you something's going to end. You don't stop it. We're going to pull it the hell out of Anchorage, and, you know, we'll just pull it out of Alaska. I don't know where else we can. Juneau, maybe some other station in Alaska, maybe a Canadian affiliate. I don't know. We're getting it the heck out of there. You don't pull that kind of stuff with me. When I say you run that thing live, you run it live. Maybe you want to put something else in there. Maybe you want to run Art Bell. Good. Fine. Do whatever you want. You ain't running this show, and you ain't running this show tape delayed on a Sunday morning, Friday morning, Saturday night. I know how it is. No, 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 no. Ain't going to happen. David Hall, who is the vice president of syndication for our show, is on the line from South Pasadena this evening. David, how are you?
I'm fine.
Okay, what are we going to do about this? You and I talked about this, and I asked you to come on the air this evening.
I said to you when you asked me, by the way, Phil, I thought we could take care of this in some other way.
No, I want you on the air tonight talking to me about this. Because I want this message sent loud and clear. Over hill and dale, you don't tape delay this show.
Yeah. You don't tape delay the show.
And the reason why we're not getting any calls out of that Anchorage, Alaska affiliate is because the thing's getting tape delayed. Now, I want to know what you're going to do about it.
What I'm going to do about it?
Yeah, you're the vice president of syndication, affiliate relations. What are you going to do about it?
Well, let me tell you what I did about it, Phil. Because because I understand your outrage and I understand your anger. And I heard you mention this last week on your show.
Thank you. Good.
Okay. So, and you mentioned it quite a bit last week on the show, didn't you?
Yeah, I mentioned it a lot. What are you going to do about it is what I'm not asking about last week's show. I want to know what you're going to do about it.
All right. Here's what I did. I took the liberty of calling the affiliate up there in Alaska, and I asked them about why, because you told me to ask them why they were tape delaying the show, right?
Yes, I told you to tell them they can't tape delay, yeah.
Okay, so I asked them, why are you tape delaying the show? And you know what I found out, Phil?
What?
I found out that they're not running your show at all.
Well, then why does it say so on the website?
I don't know why it says so on the website. You asked me why you weren't getting calls from Anchorage. Isn't that what you asked me?
Yes, I asked you that, and I asked you...
So I called them up, and I asked them, why are you tape delaying the show? What are you doing? They said, no, we haven't started running the show yet, so you're not even on the air in Alaska.
Then why does my webmaster have it on the website?
I don't know. Maybe he's an idiot. Maybe your webmaster is stupid. But the reason why you aren't getting your calls isn't because they're tape delaying the show, Phil. It's because they haven't had it on the air yet. Now, had you come to me before you went off on Anchorage, Alaska on your show last week, I could have told you about that, couldn't I?
Why is it...
I don't know why it's on your website. I don't know anything about the guy who your webmaster... I don't know who your webmaster is. I don't know why that jackass can't get the information right. If you'd come to me, I would have told you.
But he got the information from...
I don't know who he got the information from. Fact is, you didn't ask me, did you? You didn't ask me, did you?
I guess I didn't ask you, no.
No, you guess you didn't ask me. You just opened your big fat mouth and said that Anchorage is tape delaying your show. Now, you know what I'm going to do? I want to talk to you right after. You got a break?
Yeah, I got one coming up.
I'm going to talk to you. Okay?
Yeah, Phil Hendry Show.
Coming back.
Coming back. What are you doing? I got a mouthful of corn nuts.
Come on, will you? What are you doing to me, Taylor?
Excuse me while I finish eating my corn nuts. Oh, man. You know, I kind of like those, but I had a nauseated stomach and a headache last night after eating them. I thought maybe it had something to do with... Yeah, I could use a drink, sure. Thanks, Turk.
You don't have to go get it, though.
Get those things out of here.
Wait a second.
Where is it?
How am I doing, man?
Hook me up. I feel okay. Yeah. Oh, man. Thanks, Terry.
Really nice how Bud, your producer, both jumped right up.
Yeah, Bud. Yeah, where is Bud? Okay, thank God. Now Terry's looking at the back of the corn nut bag to make sure that the ingredients are proper. I got it.
Okay. You know what happened? A little tiny piece of that crap went right down my windpipe. Went sailing right direct down my windpipe into my lung. Oh, God. David?
What are you doing? What are you doing?
I choked. I'm sorry. I choked on a piece of corn nut.
You got a radio show to do, right?
Yes, I do.
What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm sitting here on the other end of the phone. I'm screaming. What are you doing?
Sorry, I choked.
You want to choke on something? I'll give you something to choke on. You're on your show last week yakking about Anchorage, Alaska, right?
Excuse me. Yes, I was. It was my understanding that we were not being run.
It was your understanding. And where did you get that understanding?
Naturally, I assumed if they were carrying the show.
Oh, we assumed. You assumed why?
Because it was mentioned on my website.
It was mentioned. Here we go after that website problem again. Look, you get whoever that guy is that runs your website squared away. You get his ass in gear, okay? Don't come crying to me. You're talking to me about your website. I'm telling you what's going on. They haven't started running your show yet. And when you're on the air screaming about how they're not running your show, they're running a tape delayed, and you're not getting any calls because the show's running tape delayed, they never even started running your show yet. Now what do you think? And by the way, you mentioned the call letters on the air. I'm going to mention them. KADX 94.7. You owe them an apology. If they start running your show after your big mouth last week and your big mouth this week.
I guess I screwed up.
Yeah. You guess you screwed up. You know, there's a lot of stuff you do on your show that I don't like, as you know. I don't like you talking about your money, and I don't like some of the stuff you talk about, period. But when you take off on an affiliate that hasn't even started running your show yet, buddy, you're in trouble with me. You're on the fighting side of me, mister.
All right, so I made a mistake, okay?
It's not just a mistake. You were running your big mouth about how they were going to pay, and they're going to do this, and this is how it's done. Well, what do you got to say?
I guess the only thing I can do is
You know, we put you on the air, and we can take you off the air. You know that, don't you?
Yes.
I still got Oliver North's phone number. I got Mary Madeline's phone number. I got Michael Medved's phone number. I could get that kid over there. What's his name? Ryan Seacrest?
I don't know who the guy is.
Yeah, well, I know who he is. I'll get that kid over. He's cute. You know, the chicks like him, that Patty Peach broad. I can get a million to Jim Ladd. I'll dust his ass off and put him in that chair. But you, my man, watch it. No, you know what I want you to do is to apologize to that affiliate, and I want you to apologize to your listeners.
What exactly am I
apologizing? You're apologizing for running your mouth about a situation you knew nothing about. Take another drink of water.
I thought that...
Phil, we already know what you thought. What you thought was wrong. And you not only talked about it last Thursday when I thought that was going to be the end of it, you came back on the air tonight to talk about it. Apparently you've been bugging people about it. Now comes the time where you're going to pay. You're going to apologize to that radio station, and you're going to apologize to your listeners. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Do it.
Well, I want to apologize to KADX Radio in Anchorage. I assumed something.
Do it better.
I'm sorry?
Do it better.
I want to apologize to KADX in Anchorage, Alaska.
Make pretend. Have more feeling. Don't piss me off. Do it with
I'm doing it.
Do it with more feeling.
I'm sorry to KADX in Anchorage. I'm sorry that they completely misunderstood.
That you misunderstood the situation.
That I misunderstood the situation.
And ran your big fat mouth before getting all the facts.
And ran my big fat mouth before getting all the facts.
I am very sorry to the staff and management of that radio station and to the radio listeners of the Anchorage, Alaska market.
I am very sorry to the staff and management of that radio station and to the radio listeners of the Anchorage, Alaska market.
And I can only hope and pray that if and when you put my show on your station, I am worthy of you people listening to it.
David.
Do it.
I can only hope and pray that when you put my show on your station.
Start all over again.
Start from where?
I can only hope and pray.
I can only hope and pray that when you put my show on your radio station, that I am worthy of you people listening to it.
Now apologize to your listeners.
To the rest of my listeners, I am sorry that I made a big issue.
Do it better.
Oh, come on.
Do it better.
To the rest of my listeners, I am very sorry that I didn't know the facts and that I ran my mouth when I shouldn't have.
Pretend, Phil, you are sounding almost like some kid that doesn't want to apologize. Now have more feeling.
I'm very sorry that I, said what I said, and I'm...
Do it better.
Well, what do you want me to do, man?
Do it better.
I'm really sorry that I didn't get all the facts about what I should have gotten the facts about, and I ran my mouth that I shouldn't have, and I really feel foolish, and I'm really sorry to all of my listeners, and I hope that you don't...
Who, me?
Yeah, David, I hope you don't get Michael Medved to replace me or Ryan Seacrest.
Or Patty Peach.
Or Patty Peach or Jim Ladd or anybody else.
Because you know who I talked to the other day, don't you?
No, who?
You know that Brian James kid up there in Salt Lake City?
What are you talking to him about?
Just said hello to him, that's all. I can bring that kid down. The guy's good. He's got a big following in Salt Lake City. You, on the other hand, you just plain suck. And putting you on the air, my man, was a favor that I was doing for certain people. So I want you to remember the next time you go out on a limb and you start bad-mouthing one of our affiliates, not yours, ours, you know what you're talking about. You got it?
Yes, sir.
I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
That's it. Where'd you get the corn nuts?
In the machine.
I'm taking those corn nuts out of that machine. You know why?
Why?
Because they're choking me up. I bought a bag just after you did.
Well, I'm awfully sorry. You could have asked me and...
God damn.
God, man, I mean...
Don't worry about it.
You okay?
I'm fine. You don't need to ask me whether I'm all right or not.
All right, our number here is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, and again, I would say very heartily to my listeners, I'm sorry that I jumped the gun on the Anchorage, Alaska situation. I had no idea. It was not... I was stupid. I should have found out before I started dissing them for not running the show live. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. We are...
And that Sexorama, what's that about?
I'm sorry?
What's the Sexorama about?
I'm going to play music from famous adult films later on and see if people can identify it.
Well, you know something, Phil? If all you got to do is run music and and play games with music. Maybe we ought to get somebody else in there, okay?
Look, David, all I did was misidentify an affiliate.
It's more than that. You embarrass me. You understand?
West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Queued up. Yes, hello.
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 I'm waiting for to talk to that idiot.
Oh, you talking about me?
Yes, I am. I have never...
All right, hold on for just a minute. Is this the old lady in West Palm Beach?
Yes, I'm the old lady from Palm Beach.
She's on the air right now.
All right, hold on for a minute. I told you I didn't want to talk to anybody that was going to disagree with me.
Well, I have never heard...
Hold on for just a minute.
I have never heard anyone speak to...
Well, wait a minute. You talk to me. I understand, man, but you got to hold on for just a minute, okay?
David, what are you doing?
Hold on. Mike, don't ever put people on the air that disagree with me. Well, that, and then I have to argue with her. What if she wins the argument? Yes, I'm right here, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm just saying I have never heard anyone talk to an employee the way you talk.
Uh-huh.
How would you like to be embarrassed in front of all these people? Where did you ever learn to be an executive?
Okay, that's great.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's a stupid...
What do you mean that's great? The lady is...
Look, I'm just humoring her.
You don't have to humor me.
Well, wait a second, David. She's got a...
Will you shut up and let me talk to the listener?
I hate anyone to use that expression.
So, what,
can't
what,
you tell
what was
them
your,
to be quiet?
What was your complaint, ma'am?
The woman
the
called
way
in,
you
David.
Talk to the your employees on this phone. I mean, it's ridiculous. I come from New York.
Oh, really? Uh-huh.
And I have never in all my life heard an executive, supposedly.
Yes.
I put quotation marks around that.
Uh-huh, yes.
Speak to an employee or anyone on the air. Anything you have to say,
yes.
You say it in private.
That's
you don't,
very interesting. That's very interesting.
David, hold on for a minute.
Well, you're a
the
jerk.
Lady has a very serious complaint.
You're a jerk.
Would you shut up? I'm humoring her.
You're a jerk.
I'm a jerk, yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye.
What did you do? She had a complaint.
What do you mean, what did I do? She had a complaint. I'm going to listen to her. I got things to do. I got to get out of here, for crying out loud. It's 10 minutes to 8 o'clock in the evening. I got to blow.
So you sat there and went, uh-huh, okay.
You got it. That's what you're supposed to do. Now, I want you to just move along, pretend like it never happened, play your porn music or whatever the crap is you're going to do, okay? What are we going to do next?
Actually, I was going to talk about the fact that Maria found a really great weekend getaway spot. And
oh, Jesus.
Well, if you don't want...
Go ahead, do it.
Well, Maria, my wife, are you going to be on the phone?
Yeah, I got to listen to it. Go ahead.
Why?
I got to monitor it. Go ahead.
You're not going to do that computer again.
Yes, I have to.
So, in other words, if I say anything boring, the computer starts spitting out tones.
That's right.
Maria and I found a really nice little getaway spot over the weekend. We think it's very, very beautiful. We're going to go up...
Boring. Keep going.
Maria and I found a nice getaway spot in Mendocino County in California.
Keep talking, okay?
And it's a beautiful place. It's up near the Little River in... It's up near the Little River in Mendocino County. It's got a fireplace. The rooms have fireplaces, and they also have...
Oh, God.
The rooms have fireplaces and jacuzzi tubs. They have... Oh, come on. If you don't like it, okay?
Keep talking, okay? I want you to keep talking so that the computer can begin to monitor the crap you're doing.
Okay, but if it's boring, the computer's going to keep doing beeps and...
Just keep going.
It's got a... It has a nice wood deck overlooking the ocean, and it also has fireplaces in each room.
That sucks.
It also has a view of the ocean. Now, that couldn't possibly suck.
Dullesville, man.
There's also king-size beds in each room. They have a jacuzzi tub... They have a jacuzzi tub in each room. They also have hot tubs out on the deck. Boring, huh?
Real boring, yeah. Not only that, Phil, but who gives a crap about you and your rich wife going off someplace to stay where you only you could afford it?
Well, that's the whole point. I was going to see if this sounded pretty cheap. It sounds inexpensive. I got a great price.
You got a great price for this place.
Yeah.
It's got a jacuzzi tub.
Jacuzzi tub, a hot tub out on the deck, wood-burning fireplaces, and a view of the ocean.
How much?
$200 a night. Yeah, I figured you'd push the button, okay?
No, I didn't push it. The computer did.
Is that boring?
No, but it's bullcrap.
Well, that's what I thought, but that's what she said to me. It's $200 a night, and that's what I'm asking. Does that sound like bullcrap or not?
It's bullcrap.
So it doesn't exist.
No, your wife's getting... Somebody's giving her a line, man. I don't think you can get all that crap for $200 a night.
Well...
So what, are you going to tell us the name of the place?
No, because it's going to sound like a commercial. No, I will not tell you the name of the place.
Well, wait, you're saying that you get a hot tub, a jacuzzi, a fireplace...
Right.
A view of the ocean...
And a walk to the ocean.
And a walk to the... What about room service?
They got room service.
Is this one of those crap can bed and breakfast places?
No, it is not a bed and breakfast.
And it's $2 a night.
$200 a night.
What's the name of it?
I'm not going to tell you.
God damn you, Henry. You better...
I'm not going to tell you, because if I do, it's going to sound like I'm doing a commercial for them. I ain't going to do it.
I want to know.
I'm not going to tell you.
Please.
No. Not after you humiliated me for a half an hour. I ain't telling you. But I was going to ask the audience if that sounded like a BS price.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it sounds like a BS price to me.
Well, maybe it is, okay? But the place exists, these amenities do exist, but for $2 a night, I don't know, maybe the roof is rotting or they're falling in or something. I don't know what it is. It sounded too good to pass up.
You going?
Yeah, when we take our vacation in February before the spring book starts, which, by the way, we got a book coming out on Monday.
Oh, good for you, man. If I were you, I'd stay home that day.
Okay, fine. Fall ratings are coming out Monday or Tuesday, whatever it is. But we thought in February we would take the vacation and go down to this place. That's all I'm saying, okay? And if it sounded like a weird price, then I thought maybe there's something wrong with a joint, and maybe I ought to look into it further.
I think there's definitely something wrong with a joint. You get all that stuff for $200 a night, man. They must have mice. They must have vermin. There must be crap in the food, something. I wouldn't trust it. And you know how smart you are. You're the dumbass that was talking about Alaska.
All right, well, that's what I'm, that's what I'm not...
Yeah, don't trust it.
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. I mean, that was one of the places that she figured out we could go on our vacation.
It sucks. Doesn't sound like you can do it.
All right, then I'll take a break here and call my wife and tell her to forget it. Great. There's 1 week, there's a vacation shot through the window because it sounds like bullcrap there to David. Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Don't forget, log on to philhenryshow.com, buy the Phil Henry Show Best of 1999 CD.